episode 212 of
Brutal Battle. That's right. This is the exciting conclusion of Beer Me Bro number 5. And just a recap, I am ahead, very surprisingly, at a score of 6-3, but anything, and I mean anything, can happen. If you're coming into this episode and you didn't hear the first half of this, I guess it's not mandatory that you listen to the first half.
Nah, it's a standalone.
Yeah, but I would recommend it, just so you see the progression of how things have been going. But I guess I will just give you the recap that the reward beer for this, we have no punishment beer, but the reward beer is the Hoarders Cuvée 2016 edition by the brewery, specifically Brewery Terrieu. And it's a sour blonde ale aged in oak barrels with honey and wheat wine ale aged in bourbon barrels with coconut, hibiscus, rose hips, and white pepper. That said, I'm ready to just jump in.
Yeah, I mean, that last episode was a historic episode.
Because I didn't suck at the game?
Because you won.
I know.
I mean, it's like one of those things, like JFK being shot.
Yeah.
9/11. Where were you when this happened?
Yeah.
Where were you when you heard Carlin win?
Except the opposite of those of things. Because it was amazing.
Yeah, the opposite. But it's one of those where were you moments.
Yeah, no,
you
know, totally.
The Miracle on Ice, where were you?
Yes.
I wasn't born yet, unfortunately. Well, yeah. What year was that? 80?
Was it the 80s? I thought it was the 70s for some reason.
I don't know. If it was 70s, I wasn't born yet. But
yeah,
me either. Either way, it's all good. All
right, so the 10th round.
Yep.
And people play at home. And for these last 9 rounds, there will be one within these 9 where all the names are true.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
All right.
All right, and the first 3 are going to be brewery specific.
I'm down so, with it. I did well on those before, so yeah. I'm down with this.
So round number 10 is a little bit of a quirky one, because it's from Nebula Brewing, which I found out was a home brewery.
Okay.
So it was it's one of those things that I found it and liked the names and just kind of went with it. And
all right.
We'll see. And I mean, it kind of evens the playing field on this one, though.
Do you know the person who's the home brewer?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I found him on tap.
It's just random. So, yeah, well, shout out to Nebula Brewing, though.
Yeah, whoever you are, man.
Well, let us know. Send us an email. BrutalBattlePodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, this...
You've been discovered.
Yeah, if this makes it your way. All right, so the whole reason why I got this one was because of this first name. And you're going to appreciate it.
Okay.
Sorghum damn near killed him, which I thought was hilarious because that's a... That would be a gluten-free beer.
Sure, yeah.
Because of the sorghum in it.
Sorghum, I hate in beer.
Uh-huh.
I hate.
Yeah. All right, number 2 was Bring Out Your Brett, which a Monty Python reference.
Nice.
Number 3, Angel's Sweat. And number 4, Brewdelicious. Now, you know I love Monty Python, too.
I know.
So, I mean, it's one of those things. Yeah, I gave you that the first one was real. Because that's what drew me to that brewery.
Right.
So it's kind of number 3. All right. So Sorghum, damn near killed him. Number 2 is Bring Out Your Brett. Number 3 is Angel's Sweat. And number 4 is Brewdelicious. Now, you should have a chance at winning this round. And I'll tell you why after you guess. There's something specific in this one.
Yeah.
That you should know.
That I should know?
Well, you might know. Want them again?
Yeah, please.
Sorghum damn near killed him. Bring Out Your Brett. Angel's Sweat. And Brewdelicious.
They're all true.
It is not.
Oh, dang.
Sorry.
I went for it on that one.
You did. That's all good. It's all good. All right, so the fake one was Angel's Sweat.
I was thinking about all of them, so.
Yeah. Well, and here's the reason why. Big shout out to Rebecca, who came up with this name. She probably doesn't even remember it. But during the Oscar Blues Showcase episode, she said that one of the beers tasted like Angel's Sweat.
Did she?
Or something like that.
I don't remember that.
There was some, she made some reference to Angel's Sweat, and I'm like, that's a great Brutal Battle, or a great Beer Me Bro name.
Okay.
So I wrote it down and wrote down which episode it was.
That must have been the Barrel Age 1050, I would think.
Must have been.
Yeah, must have been.
Yeah. So thank you, Rebecca, for coming up with a name for this one. I appreciate that.
So she got me on that one.
She
basically.
Did. Yeah, you can blame her for that
From one. Beyond the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You pour me a little bit there. Thank you.
I almost forgot. You need some.
Good.
There you go. All right.
Round number 11 is from Rahr and Sons. I believe they're out of Texas.
It's like R-A-H-R.
R-A-H-R, okay. Yeah. Yep. Not R-A-R.
Heard of them. I don't think I've had any of their stuff, though.
I actually think I have. My buddy Brandon, actually the wedding that we're going to in Asheville.
Good.
He used to live in Texas. And I think he shipped me up in a Rahr and Sons beer.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, number one, Enrobed in Organics. Number two, Prost, y'all. Number three, Pecker Wrecker. And number four, Adios Pantalones.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I know which one it is because it's inside jokes. But go ahead and say them again.
Enrobed in Organics, Prost, y'all, Pecker Wrecker, and Adios Pantalones.
It's got to be Enrobed in Organics.
It is. It is. So is.
And it's got to be a reference to the fact that, one, you and I always have a thing between us about organic food.
Yep.
And the other thing being the most recent
beer and food episode
where we did the beer-infused chocolates from French Broad Chocolates. Enrobed came up so many freaking times.
They just kept saying it over and over and over. Every chocolate had the description Enrobed, and then they started using Enrobed.
Really, so was, overused. Yeah. I mean,
by the end of the episode, Kelly and I are just cracking up laughing every time you guys are saying it.
Well, I'm glad.
Then when you say it, then we start saying it.
There you go. You see what I mean? Like, when someone says a word like that that's not commonly used, it's just kind of like sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
been some words on some episodes that, especially with Kelly, like, she's got word sensitivities. Okay. There's one in particular that you said multiple times, and every time you said it, like, she would visibly go, oh.
Was it yeasty?
No, it wasn't even yeasty. It was, like charcuterie or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't even a weird word. It
charcuterie.
Yeah.
Interesting. I guess everyone's got their triggers for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, what, meat and cheese or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for some reason that word, just every time you said it.
It's a weird word. It really is a weird word.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, here we go.
Okay, round number 12. Another brewery that you're familiar with, Against the Grain. So, number one, Mac Fanny Baugh. Number two, Eladora. Number three, The Great Big Kentucky Sausage Fest. And number four, Too Dumb to Be Evil.
I am familiar with Against the Grain, but I don't know that many other beers.
I'm fairly familiar with them, and I didn't know any of these.
Wow. Okay, go over them one more time.
All right. Mac Fanny Baugh, Eladora, The Great Big Kentucky Sausage Fest, or Too Dumb to Be Evil?
What was the first one again?
Mac Fanny Baugh. M-A-C, Fanny, F-A-N-N-Y, Baugh, B-A-W. I don't know.
What was the last one?
Too Dumb to Be Evil, which makes me laugh. I kind of like that one.
Are all of these accurate?
They're not.
Oh, dang.
They're not.
I'm going to need to stop guessing that one. Although it's still out there. That brand is still out there.
It is still out there, yeah.
It's close, by the way. Yeah. 7-5 right now. Oh, man. So.
All right, so Eladora was the fake one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one I thought I remembered.
Oh, really?
So I had just, like, written it off in my mind.
Yeah, well, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Pat. Mm-hmm. But this was actually, I think this was the name of one of his beers, or, Chittister's, or Sean, or Kevin. I think it was one of the homebrewer guys' names.
Okay.
And I can't remember which one it was, or else I'd give them credit for it, but I can't remember.
But you get no credit.
You
get no credit.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so yeah, Eladora was the fake one.
All right.
All right, you're ready for round number 13. These are no longer brewery specific.
I have to be ready.
Yeah.
It's a competition.
Get psyched up, start slapping your face.
Yes.
Kick a soccer ball around the hallway.
Yeah, like hockey players do before playing.
Yeah. All right, round number 13 is Peeps. So they're all people themed. All
right.
Okay, number one is Hazel's Nuts. Number two, Benjamin Danklin.
I like that.
Number three, Scooby-Doo, D-E-U-X, so like Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
And number four, I got this one specially for you, You're Tearing Me a Tart, Lisa.
Reference to The Room, Tommy Wiseau's The Room, if people don't know, and you gotta watch that movie if you haven't seen it. It's the worst thing ever, but it's amazing because it's so bad.
Yeah, it's still, I still gotta find it.
I should just buy it for you so you can watch it.
It's like I keep thinking it's gonna come on like Amazon or something or Netflix, and it just doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't.
So
you would think.
I haven't looked in a while, I'll have to look again, but
one more time.
Alright, Hazel's Nuts, Benjamin Danklin, Scooby Doo. What's maybe Scooby Doo, S C O B Y. Okay. I think Scooby has two O's. That may be a copyright thing.
Yeah.
Or You're Tearing Me a Tart, Lisa. Which, again, made me laugh.
I really want to say that last one is the fake one because of my love of The Room. But it's become such a phenomena it could be real.
They made a movie about it. The disaster artist,
James Franco. I'm going to go with... What was the first one?
Hazel's Nuts.
No, the second one, then.
Benjamin Danklin.
I'm going to go with Benjamin Danklin.
This was the round where they were all real.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I really liked all these, so I didn't come up with fake
ones.
Yeah,
they're good. They're good.
Hazel's Nuts was Odd Side Brewing. Benjamin Danklin was Fatheads.
Oh, nice.
Scooby-Doo was Whiner. And then You're Tearing Me a Tart, Lisa, was Alpha Acid Brewing.
Big shout out to Alpha Acid Brewing for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Round number 14 is...
I'm only ahead by one, so...
Ooh, you better pick it up a little bit here.
It's tight. I'm trying.
Yeah. All right, so round number 14 is some guy named Stan. Oops, that's a typo. It's supposed to say Satan.
Cool.
Did Family Guy? There's lots of references.
I don't remember that specifically. I've seen a good amount of Family Guy, but I don't remember that specifically.
This was actually an early episode.
Okay.
It was one of the first ones when I think they were trying to take away Stewie for something.
Mm.
And they had this report from like a CYS, and it said, and it says we worship some guy named Stan, and Bonnie pipes off. She's like, no, that's supposed to say Satan. It's a typo. And that always makes that's me funny. Laugh. So, all right. So these are all Satan themed beers. So it's a metal round.
Yeah.
All right. So number one, the Devil Made Me Brew It. Number two, Satanomyces. Number three, Satan's Spooge. And number four, Devil's Anise.
Was Anise A-N-I-S-E?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Oh, that's funny. All
right. So The Devil Made Me Brew It, Satanomyces, Satan's Spooge, or Devil's Anise.
Oh, God.
And remember, we just had the round where they were all real,
yeah,
so one of these is made up. I was pretty proud of this round.
Okay, I want to say, before I make my decision, I want to say something about two of these names.
Mm-hmm.
The Satanomyces is amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing name.
Yep.
The other is Satan Spooge is ridiculous. And why? Like, why?
Why not, is the question.
God, I hope Satan Spooge is not the real one, but something about it makes me think it is the real one.
The something that makes you think it's a real one is called previous experience.
Right.
Because there's a lot of times where we've had really disgusting ones where you're like, it can't be.
What was the fourth one again?
Devil's Anise.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one's the fake one.
That one is the fake one.
Yeah.
Devil's Anise.
You know, that's a good name, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But seriously, the Satanomyces.
Yeah, that one is like, really good, yeah. Oh,
it's so amazingly good.
Yeah,
I love it.
There's a lot of really creative brewers out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I got to hand it to them. They have some really, really funny names out there. So. All right, round number 15.
The breweries for those.
Oh, yeah.
I got to know who did those names.
All right, so The Devil Made Me Brew It was Arbor Ales.
Okay.
Satanomyces was Cambridge Brewing. And Satan's Spooge was Mughead.
So I might have the ability to go to Cambridge Brewing.
Where's
in September in Massachusetts.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because you're going up to Boston for a wedding or something.
Yeah, going up for a wedding.
Yeah,
again, another wedding.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Not that I'm upset about it. I love it.
Stop in and just be like, hey, props to the Satanomyces.
Yeah, just first thing when I walk in, Satanomyces, amazing. And then just walk out.
Don't say anything else.
Yeah, that's it.
No, just better yet, hold up a protest sign outside. It says, like, Sotanomyces, best name ever. And just stand outside the brewery for, like, 8 hours.
Yeah, man. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe they'll bring you free beer or something.
One would hope.
They probably don't even brew it anymore. But.
Yeah.
All right, so round number 15. Beer, a universal language. So, all universal names. Number 1, Supernova Galaxy Smash. Number 2, Coco Borealis. Mm. Number 3, The Void Between Your Ears. And number 4, Super Pina Collider.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so Supernova Galaxy Smash, Coco Borealis, The Void Between Your Ears, and then Super Pina Collider. Super Collider, damn near killed her.
Actually, the Super Pina Collider, I'm going to say, is a false one.
That's real. Arr. It's actually Pipeworks.
Pipeworks? Oh, man, I love Pipeworks.
Yeah.
Out of Chicago.
I thought it was pretty clever. Yeah. And, I mean, it fits. And Pipeworks always has some pretty good artwork.
Yeah, so like, all their stuff has really good artwork.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And Lizard King is an amazing beer. Best pale ale in the world, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. I've been actually waiting for it to pop back up on the Beer Temple website, just so I can order more.
Yeah.
I know it's out, but I haven't seen it back yet.
So good.
Yeah,
so
when it comes out, I'm done.
You gotta jump on that.
It's amazing. All right, so Coco Borealis was Chaos Mountain Brewery, Supernova Galaxy Smash was Barn Brewing, and then The Void Between Your Ears was Fake.
Okay. I don't think I was gonna get that. I was too, like, going into that, I had no inklings whatsoever. Okay. So So it was between the one I chose and the Coco Borealis one, so I wasn't even close.
Well, hey, that's good.
Yeah, that's for good. You.
Yeah, all right, so round number 16, Look at Me. I don't know if you're a Rick and Morty fan.
I do like Rick and Morty. Right. I'm only in the second season at the moment, though.
Oh, so have you met the Meeseeks?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That was from season one.
Yeah, okay.
Great
so,
show.
Yeah, so this is all Rick and Morty themed beers.
I am a few episodes after Mr. Poopy Butthole, who is outstanding.
Yes. Yeah. So good. I love Rick and Morty.
It's well written.
Yeah, and they just got picked up for like 70 seasons. Yeah, 70 episodes or something.
Yeah, 70 some episodes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. But
damn.
Yeah, all right, so the last 3 rounds are all, like, specific to one show.
Okay.
Okay, so this one's Look at Me. So it's obviously Rick and Morty. So number 1, Turmeric and Morty Sour. Number 2, Existence is Pain. Number 3, Wubba Lubba Dub Dub Double IPA. And number 4, Concentrated Dark Matter.
Oh. Those are good.
Yeah, so here's the thing. 2 of these are from the same brewery.
Okay.
Dock Street Brewing.
Yeah, they're the ones who did the goat brain beer.
Yeah, they did some Wu-Tang beers too, which is pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they had a bunch, or they had a few Rick and Morty themed beers. So they actually did like a, nice. I don't know if they did
a like a whole party. Series.
Yeah, but they did something.
And, all right.
Because 2 of these are from Dock Street.
Do them one more time.
All right. Turmeric and Morty Sour. Existence is Pain. Wubba Lubba Dub Dub Double IPA. And Concentrated Dark Matter.
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub.
Double IPA?
Yeah.
That's real.
Ah.
Not only is it real, but it's from, there's multiple breweries.
Wow.
Because actually my buddy Brandon just checked in one last night that was Wubba Lubba Dub Double IPA. They missed one of the dubs on it. So, I thought it was funny.
It's 2 rounds left, right?
2 rounds left.
And we're tied up.
Oh, that's amazing.
8.
That's amazing.
We're tied at 8.
Oh, I didn't know.
You've been drinking your last one.
That's all
right. Come on, man.
I'm too busy giving names,
man. That's true.
All right, so Turmeric and Morty Sour was Mayday Brewing. Existence is Pain was the fake one. Mm. And then Wubba Lubba Dub Dub and Concentrated Dark Matter were both from Dock Street. All right, so round number 17.
I'm going to really focus on this.
I'm going to give you the title, and you got to tell me where it's from. You ready?
All right.
Round number 17's title is Coffee and Cherry Pie.
Oh, Twin Peaks, baby. Mm. Love Twin Peaks.
I've never seen a single episode of this show.
Oh, my gosh.
But I know you love it, and I found a couple.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, we got to do this. Oh. So this one was especially hard for me, just because I don't know anything about the show.
So you probably looked some stuff up, I'm assuming.
A little bit.
Okay.
And I also had some friends that
were
familiar with it, so I ran some names past them.
Always good to have friends who like Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks to Brandon Spiegelmeyer and Andrew Bundy on that.
Shout out to you, fellas.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, so number one, message from a log.
Okay.
Number two, Black Lodge. Mm-hmm. Number three, Damn Good Coffee Stout. That's the only one that I yes. really know. And number four, kind of morbid, but really funny, Palmer Extra Pale Ale. Because wasn't yeah. she like pale when they found her in the water?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right, do one more time.
Message from a log, Black Lodge, Damn Good Coffee Stout, and Palmer Extra Pale Ale.
Between two of them.
Which two?
The first one and the last one.
Message from a log and Palmer from Extra Pale.
Yeah. I'm saying message from a log is false.
That is correct. Oh, that is correct.
Goodness.
There was actually a couple like Palmer Pale Ales and Palmer Extra Pales. The one I chose was from Arcos Brewing. Or Arcos, yeah. Yeah. Why do I have... Oh, I made another name. Message from a log was fake, and then I was going to do Briggs Blonde.
Mm.
I don't know who Briggs is.
It was like an army... officer okay. or something, but like naval officer. I think.
The guys told me message from a log was better, so.
Mm-hmm.
Damn Good Coffee Stout was from McKellar, and Black Lodge was actually a Dogfish Head brew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had no clue either.
So. I figured Black Lodge was definitely true, because that's a really easy pull that people wouldn't necessarily associate with Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Yeah. And same with Damn Good Coffee Stout. I mean, that's a pretty safe one, too.
So this is the last one.
Last one.
If I get this, I win. If I
totally
don't get it, then it's a tie.
Oh, man. We've never had this happen before.
Mm-mm.
Oh, jeez. All right. So round number 18 is called Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home and Have a Beer.
All right. South Park.
South Park.
Okay. I like it.
Number one, I'm Not Your Buddy, Rye. Number two, Tenorman's Parents Porter.
Oh.
Number three... I'm so glad you watched the show. Number three is M.K. Mead. And number four is Starvin' Marvin Dunkelweizen.
This is tough.
Yeah. I'm not your buddy, right? I'm not your right friend. All right. I'm not your friend, pal.
One more time.
All right. I'm not your buddy, right? Tenorman's Parents Porter, M.K. Mead, and Starvin' Marvin Dunkelweizen.
I gotta say the Tenorman's one. The second one false.
Tenorman's Parents Porter?
Because it's really good and terrible.
It's fake, yeah. That's what I came goodness. Up with.
I won!
Carlin has won it all!
Oh my God! Has this ever happened, actually?
No.
I don't think I'd ever won.
Yeah. Either you're getting better or I'm getting worse. One of the two.
Or both. Maybe we just met in the middle.
Yeah. I think the brewery-specific one has really helped you out this time.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Especially something like the Burley Oak and some of the other ones.
I gotta be honest, good. Like, I was, like, feeling real intense.
I could see you sweating with the Twin Peaks one.
Yeah, man. Because, I love Twin Peaks. I really wanted to get it for that reason, yeah. But, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I really like the brewery specific, mm-hmm. and I really like the show specific yeah. ones. That's a lot of fun, too,
yeah.
so.
Yeah. That's good. We'll have to do more of those, then.
Yeah, man.
The other one I was going to do for Twin Peaks was I was going to do a psych reference and just name one of the beers Dual Spires.
There you go.
So that's a great episode of yeah. Psych. So I'm a big Psych fan.
Maybe my parents also really like that show.
Oh, it's so funny.
It is good.
If you like references, that's the show for you.
So also a show that my parents like that they've gotten me into. Yeah. I'm going to throw it out there. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. It has Elijah Wood in it.
Okay.
It's very weird. It's very weird, but it's very good. It's adapted from the works of Douglas Adams, you know, the guy who did Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So for that reason, it's really weird because he did a lot of weird stuff. But trust me, really interesting.
All right,
good cool. show.
All right, very nice. Very nice.
All right,
So mystery beer time.
I just feel really good.
You should.
I do. It's like this is the first time. It's awesome.
You're glowing. Excited. I can see you. You're radiating awesomeness.
I feel like I am. All right. Well, let's do mystery beers then. Yeah,
you look like you just got laid.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
In a way, like this Hoarder's Cuvée on my tongue was kind of like that.
True.
All right. So this looks like it could be It's a little bit hazy.
Yeah, it's a hazy yellow.
Very yellow. Yeah. Very, very, very yellow. So, I don't know. It could just be a really light colored IPA or pale ale or something. Or it could be like an unfiltered pilsner. I don't know.
Mm, it's still got some of that pilsnery smell to it. It
smells a little skunky. Doesn't it?
A little bit. I'm getting a little fruit, though.
Yes.
Something a little sweet. And not like a honey sweetness like the last one. But more like a fruit sweetness, like a... I have no idea why I'm even going to say this, because it's probably totally wrong. Pear.
Sure. Maybe.
I don't know why.
So it does smell a tad bit funky. It smells kind of like a... like a Brett farmhouse ale.
Maybe.
Like a tart saison, you know?
All right, yeah, I can see that.
Like a touch of wood in there. A little bit of like a Brett funk. I just touch my wood in there. But it's got that kind of little bit of like a medicinal saison note in the nose from the yeast.
Yeah, you know, you might be right. It might be a little bit of a sour or something. Because I am getting a little bit of sour note.
Like light, though.
Very,
comes off
very
like
light.
Slight wheat. Like a slight wheatiness in the nose.
Yeah. I mean, like a, what is it, a Berliner Weiss is predominantly wheat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think, I don't know if the goes would be wheat or not, but I know at least Berliner Weisses are like 60-40 wheat or something like that.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. It smells pretty good. The initial smell with that little bit of skunkiness was not pleasant.
That threw me off big time.
But as you keep smelling, you don't smell that as much, and it smells pretty good.
You don't smell it
really
at all even more.
I'll try that.
Hmm. Is it a little sour, a little tart?
I do feel like it's a little bit tart on the end, but it's kind of barely there. And there's that little bit of that sweetness you were talking about smelling.
Yeah. It's real light.
Yeah, it's very light.
It's a lot lighter than I thought it was going to be.
We might perceive more tartness if we hadn't been drinking the Hoarder's Cuvée, which has a decent amount of sour to it.
Yeah.
I get a little bit of apple in the flavor.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually.
But it is very light.
It's a little tannic. Isn't that what apple is? Tannins or something?
I think you can get some bitterness from the skin of apples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be like a tart farmhouse ale. Tart saison.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say saison because it's not funky at all.
Mm. You know, I feel like I do get a slight funk, though.
Mm.
It's not crazy. I don't know. You might be right. Because I feel like if there's Brett in there, it would be more pronounced.
It'd be more in your face.
So maybe that little bit of like a skunkiness is what's confusing me.
Yeah, I don't really get any of the skunky on the flavor.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no,
I still
not
think
really.
I'm getting a little bit of like Pilsner malts in there, though.
Sure.
I don't think it's Pilsner, but the Pilsner malts.
It's very light.
It's light. It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually kind of like the lightness. It is kind of like a Pilsner fused with, like, a tart saison, is what it seems like to me.
Yeah, hybrid style.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's another flavor in there I can't quite pick up. I feel like it's fruity, though.
Yes.
It's on the finish.
Is there a slight grapefruit?
I don't know if I'd say grapefruit. I feel like it's a pretty subdued fruit.
I mean, with a little bit of tartness, I do get lemon, but
maybe.
I don't think I can pick up what you're talking about.
I don't know.
That's good, though. I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad. Look at the second one here. Second one's very reddy brown. Reddish brown. It's like a Bock or something.
Quite brown. You can see.
Yeah, you can see through it.
Yeah. It's like reddish orangish.
You can see light coming through it. Yeah.
It's
a little darker than the couch or something.
That smells like a brown ale.
Yeah, yeah, the very, very caramely malts.
It looks like a brown ale. It smells like a brown ale. It's very caramel.
Yeah. It did gush when you opened it, though, so.
Yeah, it was all over the place. But.
Very roasty.
Maybe I agitated it too much. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, very roasty.
I actually really like the smell of that roast on there.
Yeah.
The caramel and the roast coming together almost gives it a little molasses nose. Smells good. Maybe a slight ashiness, but not bad at all. Just like a real slight ash. It smells good to me. This is one of the better smelling brown ales. Well, I'm assuming it's a brown ale. because it smells that way. But
huh. Yeah, it doesn't smell bad at all. What's it taste like?
I actually get a little bit of that ashiness in the flavor.
Mm. Yeah, there's a little bit of like burnt.
It's not bad. I get that little bit of like a sweet caramel.
It's pretty roasty. It's very dry. It's very dry.
Well, that might also be because it's overcarbonated.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Kind of like it. It actually, it comes off a little coffee-esque.
A little bit.
Very slightly like coffee.
Yeah. Sometimes the lines between coffee and roast get blurred for me. And I can't always distinguish between the two, if it's a very slight coffee or a very dark roast.
Yeah.
Went back to the first one. What do you, what did it do to it?
I feel like I get a little bit of that tartness.
Do you?
I get a little more of the tartness.
I definitely smell it now that the skunk's gone away.
So flavor, when you were talking about the fruit in there, have you ever had a pomelo?
Nope.
So pomelo is like a sweeter version of a grapefruit.
Okay.
So that's kind of what it seems like to me for that fruit in there.
Yeah. See, I wasn't thinking it was citrus. I was thinking it was maybe some sort of stone fruit.
Oh, like olives or something? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's...
Yeah. This is a difficult one
for me. I think I know where I'm going.
I think I know where I'm at for both of them.
All right, you can go ahead and go first, because I went first last episode.
I'm going to do fours for both of them.
Okay.
They're both pretty good.
That's legitimate. I'm actually going to go a four for A and a three for B.
Okay.
So, but I enjoy both of them.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, they're not bad at all. All
right, once again, why don't you do the honors, sir?
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Do B first overall of 3.5. That's the one sitting on a bunch of folded up paper towels because the bag is so wet.
It's a can. All right, so it's a little can.
Now your hand's wet and sticky.
It's all good. Oh, One Nut Hot Brown Ale from Hop Farm.
Oh,
not bad.
Did that come out of my stash? Because I'm pretty sure you gave that to me some time ago.
I'm pretty sure I gave you one of these at some point in time. Yeah, it's not bad.
I assume it's the same one, actually.
Yeah, it probably is. It's okay.
No, this is solid, man.
Yeah.
This is solid.
Hop Farm's not too bad. They're out of Pittsburgh.
What's the ABV?
ABV is 4.7.
Yeah, makes sense for a brown.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is a solid brown ale. I dig it.
Interesting.
That's not bad. All right, and the A overall of 4, winner of the episode.
It's in a big can.
16er. Pounder.
All right, we have...
What is that?
Good lord.
What is... What?
Whitakersky?
Whitakirk?
Yeah, it's a wild ale, product of Belgium.
Wild?
Belgian wit beer with natural flora from oak fooders.
So it's a tart wit beer.
Yes.
So when we were talking about the profile of the aroma, we basically got it right.
Yeah. You said wood.
When we said wheat.
Yeah.
We said wood, we said wheat, and we said tart.
Yeah.
So we got it all.
Yeah.
We just couldn't pick that specific.
5% ABV. That's a good beach beer right there.
Yeah. So as far as wit beers go, Whitakirk is well known, usually to people who aren't into craft beer, as being like the wit beer, like one of the big wit beers. So I had no idea that they put out a wild version, but this is good.
Never even heard of them.
I'm actually, I'm down with this. I remember having regular Whitakirk some years ago and just being very unimpressed with it. Whatever. But this is good.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah, like I said, that would be a great beach beer.
5% alcohol?
Yeah.
No, definitely. It's easy, it's crisp, it's clean, it's flavorful, too. Wow. Surprised by that, but that's nice. I love it. I love surprises on the show.
Yeah.
Me winning was a surprise to me today.
Just going to keep rubbing that in, aren't you?
No, I'm just excited.
This has been your year. The Capitals won.
Oh, yeah.
And more importantly, you won a beer me, bro.
I might switch the importance on those.
No, I don't think so.
But you're saying that because you're a Penguins fan, so.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's all good.
Anyway, thank you very much again for being on.
I appreciate you having me, sir.
See where we go from here, but until next time.
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.